Charlottesville is a relatively small city with a metro population of about 150,000. Its newspaper, the Daily Progress, is also small with a reporting staff of 16, but those workers are following a big city trend, telling management they intend to join a union.
Most of us struggle to afford to live here. We're also hoping to discuss severance and layoff notices because, you know, layoffs are just a part of the job these days.
Nolan Stout covers City Hall for the paper and, like most of his colleagues, makes less than $40,000 a year. His paper is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, and the logical way to deal with the big corporation, he says, is to organize.
Having a collective voice instead of individuals going one by one would make more of an impact.
Management must now decide whether to accept the request or force workers to take a vote. Berkshire Hathaway also owns non-union papers in Richmond, Roanoke, Fredericksburg, Lynchburg, Culpeper, Danville, and Martinsville. Last year, competitors in Norfolk and Newport News joined the News Guild, a division of the Communication Workers of America. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.